and I welcome you into my home. I'm also very delighted to welcome Jay, and I'm the proud owner of this ionizer from your company, and I'm really excited to learn how to hook it up, how to make it work, and to use it very fast. I congratulate you too to the value you have in life to bring good water into your life, to your friends and family. So are you ready to show me how it works?
Sure, Katira. Thank you. And I want to thank you at home for taking your time to watch this short video where I'll show you how to install and correctly use your Jupiter ionizer. You'll also learn how to optimize the use of your ionizer and perform the routine maintenance. For your convenience, this video has been organized into 3 index chapters, so that in the future, if you want to watch just one specific section, you don't have to watch the whole video. You can just go to that section. So the 3 sections we'll go over today are installation, how to work the pH of your machine and get the most out of it, and then the routine maintenance that you'll have to perform on the machine. And please, I want you to watch the whole video and refer to the manual if you have questions in the future. So are you ready to get going?
I'm excited.
Let's open the box. Great. Now when you open the box, you'll find a styrofoam top. And that top will contain some pieces that we'll describe here in a moment. Thank you. And now the ionizer will be encased in a plastic bag, and there's another bag along the side of the ionizer that contains some hoses, a warranty card, a manual, and a couple of videos, including this one. And Katira is now going to take the plastic off the ionizer, and we're going to lift the ionizer out of the box. There you go.
Oh, how pretty.
Great. A couple of things, Katira, before I point out the contents of the styrofoam top. When you take the plastic off the ionizer, sometimes there will be a fairly strong plastic smell, but that will go away within a short period of time. And you might want to save the box and the styrofoam that it came in case you ever need to move or transport your melody. So in the styrofoam top is the flexible stainless steel alkaline drinking water spout. We'll just take that out of the bag right now and set that right here. There's also a bag that has the diverter and a couple of small adapter pieces in case the diverter doesn't screw directly into the end of your faucet. Then there's another bag with some reagent drops and a pH color scale and 3 test tubes to test your water, and we'll show you how to do that later. So are you ready to take a quick tour of the machine?
Yes, I'm ready.
Great. Let's take a minute to remove the protective film covering the panel. Just peel up a corner and pull it right off. Here we have the LCD panel, which indicates how the machine is performing in conjunction with the indicator lights. Here are the control buttons, which control the function of the machine. And finally, on the bottom, we have the flow control knob. At the top of the machine, we've got a white inlet port with a black cap on it. Let's remove the black cap and install the flexible drinking water spout. Let's take a minute and do that. It's a threaded spout, so you just screw it into the port. Make sure it's nice and firm, don't over tighten it, and it's that simple. Moving to the back of the machine, at the top we've got the calcium port where you can add extra calcium if you choose. Below that we have the keyhole slots for mounting the melody on the wall if you choose to. Here's the on-off power switch, and once you power the machine on, that switch is left on. The machine goes to sleep in between uses and wakes up when it senses water coming in. Below that is the fuse holder, and we included an extra fuse in the reagent bag in case you need to replace the fuse. This is an important adjustment. This is the volume, the speaker volume control, and with a small screwdriver you can adjust the volume up or down or completely turn it off. At the bottom are 2 stickers indicating the position of the 2 ports underneath where we'll connect our hoses. The blue one shows the tap water inlet port, and the red one is the acid water outlet. On the bottom of the machine, We've got the white plastic acid water outlet spout port, and make sure you remove the black cap. And here is where you'll connect the hose from your tap, the white hose, to the tap water inlet port. And finally, we have the plug. Now I'm tracing with my finger the outline of the filter housing door on the back of the machine. That's where you'll replace your filter, and we'll explain that later in the video.
Well, I guess that's it. We can hook it up.
Let's go to the sink and install it.
And get a good glass of water.